You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It is the season finale of the Mitch Henderson Show right here on 920 The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us once again on another Tuesday night here from Winbury's in Princeton. And tonight, an interesting show from the standpoint of wrapping up things with the 2017-18 Princeton Tigers season, as we will recap things with assistant coach Sky Edden. Also, we'll get a visit from the director of basketball operations, Chris Mongilia, as well. So a busy, busy show and a lot to talk about as it relates to Princeton this season and, of course, moving forward. And as a part of that, we will also take a look here in a second at the Ivy League tournament, which, of course, indirectly impacts Princeton when you take a look at what's to come for the Tigers next season. A very busy, busy weekend for Ivy League basketball. But before we get there, a tip of the cap to Princeton University women's basketball for getting it done in the Ivy League tournament. They crushed Penn on Sunday afternoon to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. They will be playing against the University of Maryland coming up on Friday afternoon at noon in Raleigh, North Carolina. So congratulations to Courtney Banghart and company. And it's one of those odd things that happens in sports. You look at the coaching tenure of Courtney Banghart, seventh Ivy League title now with the Tigers, and another opportunity, or seventh opportunity, to go to the NCAA tournament. And you look at how Maryland has just been, in some way, shape, or form, just interwoven into her run with the Princeton Tigers. Her first game as the head coach of the Princeton women's basketball team was against Maryland. The end of the line for that great undefeated season came against Maryland in Maryland. And now she'll see the Terps once again coming up on this Friday afternoon as the Tigers get set for the NCAA tournament. On the men's side, you really have to take a look at here the Ivy League tournament and what it could mean here for the Tigers moving forward, because a lot of interesting themes developed out of the two games we saw Saturday and then again on Sunday. First, as we know, Penn won the Ivy League tournament on Sunday with a dramatic win over Harvard, and the game we'll get into in a little bit more detail in a moment. But that whole Ivy League tournament situation, it'll be very intriguing to see what they end up doing with the actual site and if it stays in the Palestra, because the way Penn is shaped up, and talking to Coach Henderson a few weeks back about the Quakers, that is a team that is old in terms of game experience but not old in terms of personnel. So that team is still going to be around for a little bit, and boy, what an advantage that is to play at the Palestra, no matter whether you're the one seed, the two seed like they were this year, or the four as they were a season ago. Doesn't matter, because you're playing in your building. And that gives them a really, really distinct advantage, in my opinion, in the Ivy League tournament. We'll see what the Ivy League decides to do moving forward with the host site of the Ivy League tournament. I know that there has not been a decision rendered on what's going to happen in 2019. There have been a lot of discussions, at least off the grid, as far as fans and maybe some writers as well, about what to do and where to have it. Should you go back to the Palestra? If you do, is that unfair? Or should it go to a campus scenario where the number one seed hosts? Should you reduce the number of teams to three? Neutral sites. All kinds of scenarios play into factor when you start talking about the Ivy League mix. And, you know, it's an interesting decision that they're going to have to make, because again, the Ivy League right now, in terms of basketball talent, you look at the Tigers, Yale, Harvard, Penn, Cornell, they are not these grizzled teams in terms of having seniors and juniors up and down the roster. There are some young squads. So a decision that is made here next year and the years beyond could very well have a significant impact on the league. And, you know, the Palestra is a great venue for the Ivy League tournament. I just don't know if it's the best venue for the competitive balance of the league. If Penn is going to be Penn and play the way that they have the last couple of years, or excuse me, this year, I mean, man, that is giving them a really, really distinct advantage. So we'll see what happens from here on out with the Ivy League tournament. But the games this past weekend, very interesting because you had a season in which was very close, very tight set of basketball games throughout the year in the Ivy League. And then, of course, in the end, things really, in the couple of easily decided games, if you will, in Harvard versus Cornell and then Penn versus Yale. In the Harvard-Cornell game, Harvard struggled in the first half, got a big three-pointer late by Christian Juzang to go into the locker room with some momentum, and they didn't look back from that point on. And they eventually grabbed the double-digit win, and then Penn all over Yale, 80-57 in a game where Penn just dominated literally from the opening tap. And it was a tough game for Yale. Really, a lot of their key guys who were so successful against the Tigers just couldn't hit shots in the game last Saturday at the Palestra. And you look at that particular contest, Mieoni just struggled mightily for the Yale Bulldogs, and he's one of their key guys. And if you can't get him going, that is a big problem for them. He shot just 2 of 14 from the field on the evening. And then, of course, a day later, it ended up being Penn grabbing the bid into the NCAA tournament with the win over Harvard by the tune of 68-65. Back-and-forth game. It looked like Harvard was going to run away and hide in the first half, but Penn put together a huge run. I believe that was a 27-0 run at one point for the Quakers to give them a double-digit lead, and eventually they caught that up thanks to some great play by the Harvard Crimson, despite the fact that Seth Towns left the game with a knee injury. Eventually, Harvard grabbed the lead, but Penn with some key shots by Darnell Foreman, also Caleb Wood as well, hitting some big buckets down the stretch, and a couple of errant three-point shots unable to connect for the Harvard Crimson, and that gives Penn another Ivy League championship, their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2007. Now they will head on into the NCAA tournament to take on Kansas in a 1-16 matchup in Wichita, Kansas. So that is a tough, tough draw for the Penn Quakers. But, you know, as far as how all of this affects the Tigers, it's interesting. You watch that weekend kind of develop, and it reminds you of how tough the league is. There aren't really any seniors on the all-Ivy first or second team. You look at that mix, and boy, that makes things very difficult here when you look at the overall youth and rundown of what's to come here for the league. And for the Tigers, they're going to be dealing with teams that will still have their core guys remaining when they bounce back and come back next season. So we'll see how the Tigers can respond for what's to come next season against the rest of the Ivy League competition. And we will hop off right now for a quick break. And when we come back, you will hear from Sky Etten, an assistant coach with the Princeton Tigers. But before that, a quick reminder here. When you join us live on Tuesdays from 6 until 7 here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yingling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection, whether you have a taste for something sweet or savory or both. You'll find more details at princeton.winberrys.com. First break coming up. We will have more from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton right here on 920 The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops. But if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio, The Mitch Henderson Show, as we round out the 2017-18 Princeton basketball season. And we welcome in right now Assistant Coach Sky Edden. Sky, welcome back.
Hey, Derek. Happy to be here.
Great to have you back. And a lot to cover as it relates to the Tigers in the future here, but I want to hop back here for a moment to the Ivy League tournament over the weekend. Did you have a chance to watch? If you did, what did you make out of the games there on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, I did. I got a chance to watch both semifinal games and then the finals. Definitely some high-level basketball, especially that championship game between Penn and Harvard. Hadn't seen a game like that in a while, you know, the back and forth, but I thought it was. It looked like a great atmosphere, great crowd, and a lot.
Almost symbolic of what we saw of the entire season from the Ivy League, coming down to the last shot, and it came down to a couple of opportunities for Harvard.
Yeah, it was like you said. It was symbolic. It's funny, you know. Harvard started up 13, 15, whatever it was, and then Penn stormed back, and then you know, they took a 13-point lead, and I think Harvard stormed back. So it was the up and down, and then it came down to the last possession or two, and you know, that's been the season, I think, for every team in the league this year. So it was interesting to see.
It's intriguing when you look at a situation with those four teams and Harvard, Yale, and Cornell, and Penn, and then you look at the Tigers, and there really is not a long line between the Tigers and the four teams that were in the Ivy League tournament. It was remarkable.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, if we were able to sneak in that last weekend, and I would have felt good. I would have felt really good about our chances to win it. You know, obviously we would have had to beat two good teams, but you know, I think talent wise you know, we're right there. You know, obviously we hit a couple bumps, but you know, I think if we would have had that opportunity, I would have felt pretty good about it.
How about their draw in the tournament, Penn, a 16 seed? Did you think that was a little unfair?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I think I heard something that they have the best resume ever to get a 16 seed.
Wow.
You know, they had some really good wins. They beat Dayton on the road at Dayton, and obviously going 12-2 in our league. So I was shocked to see them get a 16 seed.
How about the matchup against Kansas? What, I mean, that's a tough draw for anybody.
Yeah, I mean, and in Wichita, Kansas, you know, nonetheless. So I think that's going to be a really tough one. You know, Kansas has a lot of size and things like that. So Penn's really well coached. I think, you know, Coach Donahue actually played Kansas pretty tough when he was the coach at Cornell back a couple years ago. So I'm sure he'll have some things up his sleeve.
Now, as we take a look at the offseason here for the Tigers, a lot of it based off of recruiting, it's always interesting to me because a lot of people think with recruiting that it does not happen during the course of the season, but it does. How much of the recruiting load has been finished as far as getting set for the upcoming season, and how much of the shift changes from during the season to offseason?
Yeah, you know, recruiting something that never sleeps. So you're doing it throughout the whole entire season. Now in the off season, you really got to focus on it. You know, now it comes to the forefront, obviously, during the season. The most important thing is your team. But now in the off season, you really focus on it. You build the relationships that you already have, make them stronger. You're kind of trying to identify players. And for us, we really have to, you know, look all over the country, all over the world, just to find the best student athletes in the world. So, you know, we're you know, reaching out now and going places, seeing kids. You know, there's still a couple teams still playing. So, you know, we're all over the place.
One thing I've always been interested with recruiting is how you complete recruiting within the prism of your own team and trying to figure out, okay, what position should we focus on in relationship to guys graduating. How tough is it to recruit with that kind of in the back of your mind? Because you certainly don't want to have a situation where you have an overload of guys, a glut of guys at one particular position.
Yeah, it's almost like a puzzle. You have to find your needs, what you have coming back. You know, who are going to be seniors and you're going to have to bring in later, you know. So it's really, you know, trying to sit down with the whole entire staff, you know, look at each position, look at each spot and identify, obviously, the weaknesses, what you need to come in and help you and try to, you know, get too many of the same position there.
One of the things that came up during the Ivy League tournament from the TV coverage was they mentioned on a few occasions how the league, when you look at the All-Ivy first and second team options, there were no seniors, and I don't believe there were juniors as well, but no seniors on the all first and second team Ivy selections. How much does that say about the recruiting and the ability of these teams now to get really high-end players?
Yeah, the league is getting really good. I think better every single year. And there's a lot of really good youth in the league. So it's going to be good for a lot of years. And I think it's just the, you know, realization that you can really do anything at a school like Princeton. That you can, you know, obviously, you know, get one of the best degrees in the world, but also play high-level basketball here. So the talent each year from top to bottom is getting better and better. So it's been fun to watch.
Is it a tough balance to get in the course of a season and you're worried about, okay, tonight we have, I don't know, Middleton, for example, but I also have to go take a look at players in the nearby area? That's got to be tough to manage and juggle both of those aspects of your job.
Yeah, you know, sometimes depending where the area is, one of our assistant coaches will go a day or two before and try to catch practice or work out a game before the team gets there and maybe stay a day or two after. Just to try to, you know, if you're going to be there, try to make the most of it. I know when we were in California, I got a chance to go see a couple different games and things like that, which was really beneficial to us.
As we take a look, and we've obviously focused a little bit on recruiting here in the beginning, some of the guys that finished up their first run-through on the team, guys like Sebastian Much, Jerome DeRosier, Ryan Schwieger, that group of freshmen in particular, how would you assess how they finished up versus how they arrived on campus?
I think for any freshman, it's a transition period. It's an eye-opener to see how good the players are, you know. And you know, I think individually, each one of them, you could talk about their development and their progression throughout the season. But I think, you know, having 1 year already under their belt, I mean, I'm so excited about that, you know, now sophomore class coming back. I think individual guy, you know, has a ability to contribute next year, and we're really looking forward to it.
How do the players make the leap from whether it's year one to year two, year two to year three, so on and so forth? How do they make that leap in progression? Because we see a lot of these guys in the Ivy League. Sure, they're good as a freshman, but you can see from year to year they become even better.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you're coming in a really talented player, and all of a sudden you're getting schemed for, and teams know everything you do. You know, so you kind of have to think to being able to do things different ways, scoring in different ways, getting guys involved different ways. And you know, I think the guys that, you know, can see some of the areas they need to improve upon, especially as freshmen, and you know, work on that in the off season and really grind to put the effort in to get better in those areas, are the ones that you'll see that big leap. And you know, I'm very confident in our guys.
A lot of youth returning to this Tigers club next season. We'll take a quick break and come back with more as we recap the Princeton Tiger season and look ahead to what's to come here in 2018 and 19 for the Princeton Tigers. This is the Mitch Henderson Show, 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. We'll have the Director of Basketball Operations, Chris Mongelia, joining us in just a moment. Stay tuned. We'll have more from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Princeton fans, your men's lacrosse team is back in action on Saturday, March 17th as they open Ivy League play against the Penn Quakers at 1 p.m. It's Faculty and Staff Day. All Princeton faculty and staff can receive 4 free tickets to the game by showing their Princeton ID at the stadium box office. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com or call 609-258-4TIX.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
For more than 30 years and counting, Winbury's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu here features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winbury's happy hour and late night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square, across from the campus, there's a reason Winbury's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winbury's.com. Back here on the Mitch Henderson Show, the season finale of our first run through with the Mitch Henderson Show right here on 920 AM. The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. We are joined once again by Sky Etten, and now we are joined on the program by Director of Basketball Operations, Chris Mongelia. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Derek. Happy to be here.
Yes, great to have you back once again. And, you know, in the offseason, we talked to Sky, obviously, about recruiting. What does the offseason look like for the Director of Basketball Operations?
Not too different than the regular season. There's always something, you know, that is getting planned down the road. We're talking about an end-of-the-season banquet right now, talking about, you know, getting recruiting stuff together. We have reunions coming up at the end of the year, which we're kind of reserving all those spaces and getting those people invites out and figuring out where we're going to do some events. So that's, you know, there's always that going on. And I think more so during the offseason, I turn my attention to the assistant coaches and try to help them out with the recruiting. They're getting film on guys, and I'm watching that, trying to see what's going on there. And just trying to keep my ear to the ground and help them out as much as I can.
One thing I wanted to ask both of you about camps. That is something that comes into play this time of year. What is the impact of those camps, and how does that help out the program?
You know, camps is so important to everything we do. You know, we have elite camps all the way down to youth development camps. You know, so for us, the elite camps are really ones that, you know, we're focused on some prospects and doing some recruiting and trying to get some of those guys that we've mentioned, to camp, and then you got everything from high school teams coming and team camp and to youth camp. So camp is a huge part of what we do, especially in the summer.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, the players help out with that, right, or no?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They're around. I think that's my favorite part of team camp is that, like, all of our guys usually try to come back and be around and do the scoreboard and interact with some of the other teams and the coaches. And I actually came to team camp when I was a high school coach.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I was one of the coaches. And I remember Spencer Weiss, I think he had just finished his freshman year. And, you know, I was sitting on the bench coaching my team, and he was interacting with me. And he had no idea that I was going to be his coach one day. But I remember, like, that was a really cool experience for a high school coach to be able to talk to those players and for our players to be able to talk to them. That's really cool. And, you know, our guys don't have schoolwork going on then, so they get to hang out and interact. So that's a really good part of team camp weekend for us.
Yeah, that's got to be a blast for them because it's a little bit away from the season, and it's a different way for them to kind of show what Princeton basketball has meant to them so far.
For sure.
Yeah.
As we take a look here at, you also mentioned the reunions as well, and that's certainly important because you have the idea of a lot of Princeton alums coming back to campus, and I know in the past they've done certain seminars and things like that to talk about the Princeton basketball program. That's got to be a fun thing to see as well. I know that's a busy time of year.
Yeah, no, reunions is always great. You know, you get former players coming back. We try to have our alumni game then. So you get a lot of familiar faces, and, you know, we always have our kind of chalk talk where we talk about the season, upcoming season, and things like that. So that's always a great time, you know, just to see so many guys come back and talk with them and catch up with them.
One question, you know, that comes up during the off season a lot is scheduling. Is there anything you can tell us about the upcoming season?
I can tell you, like, recruiting scheduling never ends. So I was just on the phone right before I got here trying to work on that. But we got some exciting things coming for sure, and we're still finishing it up. So we'll see.
One concept that I've talked to Coach Henderson about before is with scheduling, and he mentioned this all the way back in the beginning of the season with his conference call, that it was tough to get certain teams locally on the schedule. Why do you think that is? It is just a matter of just trying to fit the puzzle pieces in the right spot, or is it something else?
Yeah, you know, scheduling is a science, and, you know, especially you saw what it did in the NCAA tournament in terms of your RPI, BPI, and things like that. So you got to be really smart about how you schedule. We'd love to play a lot of local teams, you know, Rutgers, Seton Hall, Villanova, things like that. But at times it can be hard, you know, because they also have to schedule beneficial to them. So it always doesn't work out. We're hoping that in the near future we'll be able to get one of those games.
Chris, you mentioned your part of your offseason is helping out with the scheduling. How much of the logistical issues come into play with making sure the team has enough time in between games? Because we've seen in the past that the schedules for basketball teams can get pretty crazy, especially in non-league play.
Yeah. So my help with the scheduling is more along the lines of, like, Sky's kind of just letting me know, you know, we were talking before about, you know, if we're going to go here, then when are we going to fly back? And Are they going to have enough time for winter break? And are they going to fly here? So I don't know that I have too much say. Whenever we can get a game, we take the game. And then it's kind of on my plate to figure out the logistics and how we're getting there and where we're staying and all that stuff. But scheduling is difficult for us. A lot of people don't want to play us. So when we get a game, like, all right, Chris, figure it out. How are we doing it? Where are we staying? You know, how are we making this work?
That's most things, Derek. Chris, figure it out, and he's really good at that. So that's the go-to.
Well, one thing he was a big part of behind the scenes in particular was hard cuts. Having gone through a season of that now, what do you see as the impact of hard cuts on the basketball program from a marketing standpoint?
I think, like, it was a work in progress all year, and I think we kind of tinkered with a lot of different ideas and what we could show about our program. I think, like, it's over now. We're not doing any more episodes, but I'd like to hope that during the recruiting process, you know, if a parent asks Sky or Brett or Carrie or Mitch about, you know, something that goes on here, they might be able to do, like, hey, copy and paste this link and take a look at this. You know, we did one on our mentorship program with Frank Sawinski. Like, that's such a huge part of what we do here and how they help our guys develop over the years. And it's a really, really good four-minute episode that shows, like, this is what Princeton is about. So hopefully that can support us in recruiting and getting people to know what we do here.
You mentioned mentorship, and this is for either one of you. The idea of the players dealing with basketball, dealing with classes, and also in the cases of the seniors, trying to figure out what the next step is for them. How important is mentorship? Because some guys end up lining up jobs pretty quickly outside of the season.
I mean, that's a huge part about Princeton. It's the network. It's the people that you're coming in to meet and you're associated with. And, you know, Princeton does an unbelievable job of connecting alums with current students and really looking out for the current students. And then Princeton basketball, we've had a lot of success with that as well. And you know, we do a number of different events throughout the year trying to connect our current players with former players. And it's a huge avenue to have someone that's, you know, been in their shoes and, you know, that has done some of the things that our players are trying to do. So there's not too many things more important than that.
If I can just piggyback on that.
Yes.
I've been here for 2 years now, and I've met a bunch of these people and alumni that come back. And I was at the mentorship day this year and saw, like, the alums here, like, they want to help so bad. I've never seen anyone that just, like, oh, you play Princeton basketball? Like, how can we help you? What can we do to, like, show you the way? What can we do to get you an internship? Oh, I can make a call to that person? Like, I'll drop everything I'm doing right now and do that. And that's a huge asset for our guys to be able to, you know, feel comfortable that they can have someone that can help them out.
What do you think are some of the lasting lessons that this senior class will hand down to the guys that will come after them?
That's a good question. I think to kind of be relentless in your effort with what you're doing every day. I think our guys this year kind of learned a hard lesson in losing and not having as good a year that we wanted to have. So I think a lot of our underclassmen right now are kind of showing what they learned this year. Like, we haven't had practice since we lost and ended our season, but I've seen guys in the gym every single day. You know, we haven't been working with them, but they're not stopping. And I'm kind of excited about that. You know, I saw Will Gladson down there today. I saw Ryan Schwieger, Noah Bramlage. I've seen Jerome almost every day. Like, I've seen these guys down there, and I think the senior class kind of is conveying the message to them of, like, don't stop, like, keep getting after it and be relentless. So hopefully that's the message that they're getting.
And that's one of the things from season to season. While sometimes there's not connective tissue in terms of momentum and things like that carrying over from season to season, the hard work to begin to get ready for the next season really does start right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and our guys are hungrier than ever now. Like Coach Mongelia was saying, you know, it's starting with right now. And guys are in the gym working on you know, their weaknesses and where they can improve to help the team, help the program. So it's a big point of emphasis.
Well, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to shoot around and wrap up a few things with the Tiger season. We're also going to talk about the Ivy League tournament, the NCAA tournament, a whole lot of stuff headed your way right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on 920 AM, the Jersey Fox Sports Radio. When you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection, whether you have a taste for something sweet or savory or both. You'll find more details at princeton.winberries.com. We'll take a break from Winberry's Restaurant in downtown Princeton. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. More headed your way right after this.
Hey Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show. 9:20 a.m. The Jersey. Thanks for joining us this season as we head down the home stretch of our first season of the Mitch Henderson Show. We're joined by special guests this evening, assistant coach Sky Edden and also director of basketball operations Chris Mongelia. And of course, March Madness going on around the country as we get set for the NCAA tournament. The play-in games getting ready to tip off here in the next 24 to 48 hours. And then, of course, the NCAA tournament en masse will begin on Thursday. But, gentlemen, let's walk it back to the Ivy League tournament for a second. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about what should happen here. There hasn't been an official indication made on where the tournament is going to be in 2019. What, in your view, is the fairest scenario for all teams? Is it to remain at the Palestra where it's a, quote, not neutral area, but it's a situation that is encompassing the league, or do you take it somewhere else?
Yeah, that's a really good question. That's a million-dollar question I think a lot of people have been asking. Me, personally, I think that the Patriot League does it a really good and fun way. They have the highest seed from the regular season host. I think that makes it awesome, a really fun event. Bucknell played Colgate this year in the championship at Bucknell, and it was an awesome atmosphere, packed. So I think that's what I would like personally to see it. I think it puts more validation on the regular season because if you're the number one seed, you earn the right to host those games. So that's what I would like. I don't know if they're going to ask me, but that's what I would choose.
Yeah, I like the pitch a little bit. I just don't know what the league wants. Like, what do the coaches want? The head coaches? What do the ADs want? If it's a neutral site, then you got to go somewhere else, and like maybe Mohegan Sun or any of these other places that you know, no one. It's not their home court. The Palestra's a great spot, but I think everyone in the tournament kind of feels like you know it's not neutral. It's not a tournament feel. It's just another home game for them. But I could get behind any model. I like the four teams and just do it Patriot League model. I've heard a couple people say do a three-team tournament.
Yes.
And give the first seed a bye. This way, like, it doesn't matter if it's at the Palestra. Then you can say, like, well, you didn't have to play, you know, a home game. I'm sorry, you didn't have to play two games if you're the one seed. I just think, like, whatever we do, let's just make sure that we're trying to do it the right way and we're exploring all avenues. I know it's really early in the tournament's you know history, but I think they're doing the right thing to try to figure out the best way to do it. They've made improvements from last year to this year, so that was good.
And I think it's interesting that if you look at the previous history of the Ivy League, before this tournament happened and you had years where there were three-team playoffs, it was that exact scenario where one team would go through basically to the final
and then you'd have the second and third team would play. Now, that was done basically by coin toss. This would be a little bit of a different scenario, but that would be a possible scenario, you think, with the three teams instead of the four?
I think I heard someone say that, and then the rebuttal to that was like, well, then you're getting involved with tiebreakers, and like this year we had Penn and Harvard, you know, have shared out the league title. So, like, is Harvard getting the bye because of a stipulation and a tiebreaker? That's a really great question and a really great argument. I don't get paid to make those decisions, so I'm not sure what the right answer is. But I think we just got to get everyone to sit down in a room and really, like, get their feelings out there and figure out the best way to do it, whether it's ADs and coaches or coaches and staffs, so whatever it is, we got to explore all the options and figure out the best way for everyone.
Yeah, it will be a challenge to come up, I think, with the right answer. I don't know if there is a right answer, and that's one of the big issues that the Ivy League is going to have to face looking forward. As we get set here for the remainder of things here with the Ivy League tournament in the rearview mirror in the NCAA tournament, but for the Tigers here, as they get ready for the upcoming season, 2018-19, is there anything you've picked up in terms of the end of the season, having to, you know, you've gotten a few days to kind of get things processed. Is there anything that you learned maybe that you didn't realize at the time in the moment of the end of the season that you say, okay, this is what we need to fix, this is what we may not need to fix, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot. Sometimes you learn the most from seasons like that. And as unfortunate as it is, you learn a lot in those moments. So I think we got to sharpen up our details. You know, we got to really be committed to the process of getting better every single day. This is going to be a totally different team than last year's team. As we need to learn from last year's season, we also have to put that in the rearview mirror and, get ready to embark on a new challenge.
The idea and concept of leadership seems like an impossible thing to kind of point at sometimes, as far as identifying who's a leader, who's not a leader, things like that. Is there a way for a player to become a leader, a surefire way? Because that's one of the things that kind of came up during the course of the season was you lose guys like Stephen Cook and Spencer Weiss and Pete Miller, and those guys in some way, shape, or form, they either led by example or they led with the words on the floor. How do you get guys who weren't in that role before to get into that role?
I think it starts with every single day in practice, every single day in spring workouts, leading by example, being coachable, doing the right things, picking up your teammates. Those are the guys that, you know, kind of bring themselves to the top of the leadership part of it, and just do the things the right way, you know, and be ready to work every single day.
One of the challenges of the job is that you don't get a chance to watch a ton of college basketball outside of the Tigers and the Ivy League and things like that. But I got to get some of your takes here on the NCAA tournament. What do you think here as we get ready for really one of the best times of year in sports?
You know what's funny is Coach McCollum and I were sitting in the office today, and he looks at me. He's like, are you getting all these texts from your friends about, like, who to pick in what bracket? And I was like, yeah, I get them all the time. And I said to him, people don't understand. Like, I knew more about college basketball outside of our team and our league before I got into it. I get it from my mom. She's probably listening right now. She fills out a bracket every year. She really gets into it. She sent me her bracket last night and was like, you know, take a look at this. Do you think it's good? And it might be a little crazy, but I love it. You know, it's interesting how it brings people together, and it's like a talking point. I don't know if I have any more better insight than anyone else. I've heard that people pick out the brackets based on which mascot they like, and sometimes they win from that. That's the best part of it, is you never know who's going to win. Every game is a toss-up.
Are there any teams or players that have stood out to you guys so far watching the season?
I think there's a lot of really talented players. Like, you know, Coach Mongilia said, it's for us, we're so focused on, especially in league play, the league, that I could tell you anything about anybody in our league. outside of that, I don't know if I know too much. So I was joking with Chris that I'm going to have to do my own research here, and so I can fill out a bracket.
Well, we were talking about, before you came on, Chris, about Penn and Kansas. Mm-hmm. Having gone through that NCAA tournament experience, what do you think the Quakers can expect? Because this group, I mean, obviously Steve Donahue has been there, but this group really hasn't been involved with the NCAA tournament in that mix for quite some time.
Right, so it's interesting. I actually Brad, the ops guy at Penn, me and him are pretty good friends, and I texted him. I'm like, hey, man, any advice you need, like, let me know as you go through the process. But to give a shout-out to the Ivy League tournament is really familiar and similar to what we went through when we went out to Buffalo last year in terms of the shoot-around the day before, in terms of, you know, what you're filling out ticket list-wise, what you're filling out, like, arriving to the arena, you know, walking through the tunnel onto the court. Everything felt really, really similar to the NCAA tournament. So I thought that was to our advantage for them. And I told Brad that, too. I'm like, just let your guys know, like, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be really similar. It's going to be a good experience for you guys. But, you know, last year we went there and we had no experience in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
We didn't have – no one had been there before. No one had experienced it. But all the close games that you play in Ivy League play really, really prepare you for those moments. And I thought last year, you know, this year we played in all these overtime games and the ball didn't bounce our way. But everyone forgets, like, last year we went 14-0 in league and 2-0 in the Ivy tournament. But, I mean, everyone gave us their best shot last year. We had really, really close games at home against Cornell and Columbia 2 years ago. So we went through all of that. And I think the Ivy League just prepares you to really make an upset possibility in the tournament. Now, I know 16's never beat a 1 before, but I think everyone would kind of want to see that happen.
It's probably going to happen at some point. You'd have to think, because the gap seemingly has closed between the 64th team in the tournament and whoever the number one seeds are, and you'd have to think at some point, maybe it's not this year, maybe it is, but that it will happen.
Yeah. If I was Penn, I would be, like, loving it. I'd be like, we're going to do it. We're going to be the first 16. Like, I feel like anyone who's a 16 seed is you almost have nothing to lose because no one expects you to win. You know, if you're the 12 seed like we were last year, everyone always is like, oh, the 12-5 is a huge upset game. Always pick the 12 team over the 5. Like, no one's picking 16. Like, just go out there and just have fun and enjoy the experience and hopefully make some history.
You hear the phrase a lot, you know, enjoy the moment. A moment like that in the NCAA tournament where from the travel and getting there, the shoot-arounds, did it seem like to you that whole experience went by very quickly?
Unfortunately, it does. It's like a blink of an eye. It was such a special moment for our team, for our program to be there. And you never know when you'll get back. So it's you want to hold on to that memory, obviously, but it goes by really quickly.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for your guidance and assistance this season. It's been a big help. And thanks for your words of wisdom on the show this year.
Thanks, Derek. You've been great, so we really appreciate you as well.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek. Everything's been great, man.
Tip of the cap, as always.
Appreciate it.
Sky Edden and Chris Mongelia right here on The Mitch Henderson Show. We will take a break and then wrap things up from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton on 920 AM The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned.
So you're interviewing a candidate, and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Princeton fans, your men's lacrosse team is back in action on Saturday, March 17th as they open Ivy League play against the Penn Quakers at 1 p.m. It's Faculty and Staff Day. All Princeton faculty and staff can receive 4 free tickets to the game by showing their Princeton ID at the stadium box office. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com or call 609-258-4TIX.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
For more than 30 years and counting, Winberry's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu here features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winberry's happy hour and late night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square across from the campus, there's a reason Winberry's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winberrys.com. As we head down the final segment of the Mitch Henderson Show right here on 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio, as we thank Sky Etten and Chris Mongelia for hopping in on the show and, you know, talking about the Ivy League and certainly the future of the league. And it's pretty bright. If you take a look at the Tigers and what they've got lined up next season, obviously, you know, you expect guys like Devin Kennedy and Miles Stevens heading into what will be their senior year to be, you know, all Ivy first team performers potentially. And clearly there's a lot of talent in the league, and certainly it's good for the Tigers that they have two of the most talented players in the league. I think after that, that's where really things will get very interesting, because you have a lot of talented players for the Tigers coming back, especially the freshmen and Jerome DeRozier and Sebastian Munch, as well as Will Gladson. He'll be entering his junior year, Jose Morales. So a lot of talent back for the Tigers. And we'll see how that fits in with the rest of the Ivy League. Harvard, they lose that heartbreaking game on Sunday to Penn 68-65. In a game where, you know, that could have gone either way because of the injury to Seth Towns and then a couple of those shots. Incredibly, you know, you look at Harvard throughout the course of the year, and, you know, it's granted, it's a kind of a last-minute Hail Mary situation, but to see players throw up, you know, air balls in those spots, it was kind of shocking. You expected them to maybe at least get a little closer on those looks, but because of how much time was left, you just had to get something up, and they were unable to get over the top. Having said all of that, they were one of the youngest teams in all of college basketball last season, so they will be bringing back a lot of the talent, and we'll see what the prognosis is on Seth Towns. That is kind of one of the lost storylines from the game on Sunday. Harvard plays on Wednesday night at Marquette as a part of the NIT tournament. Remember, they were, of course, sharing the Ivy League title with Penn, but since they were able to grab at least a share of the Ivy League title and they did not go to the NCAA tournament, they'll be going to the NIT as a result, and they'll take on Marquette on the road. We'll see what the issue there is with Seth Towns. He tried to come back in the game, it looked like, but he was in a great deal of pain. You could see on the bench that he was trying to give. He actually walked behind the bench area in the bleacher area, behind the bench in the bleachers, to warm up his leg a little bit. It did not work. He could not get back in. And if that is a substantial injury of any note, you wonder how that will affect things for Harvard moving forward. Bryce Aiken, who's already dealing with a knee injury, we'll see how he responds. Then, of course, with Yale, having just seen them a few weeks back in New Haven, Connecticut, very talented team. Matt Morgan, Stone Gettings, they're coming back for Cornell. So the league next year will be loaded once again, and it should make the next Ivy League campaign in 2019 a lot of fun to watch. But when you start to factor into the Tigers and how they will play during the course of the season, we'll see. Obviously, the next step here is figuring out who the next set of Tigers will be and, of course, the schedule for the 2018-2019 season. That included a trip to Hawaii last season. The Tigers were very busy on the road heading to Miami and Indianapolis. It was a road-heavy first half of the season for Princeton to get them set
for Ivy League play, and we'll see what things are in store for them moving forward. Now, as we get set for the NCAA tournament again, Penn will be taking on the Kansas Jayhawks. And, you know, we were just talking about how the 1 versus 16 matchup has not happened effectively on the men's side. It's only happened once in the history of has defeated a 1, and that was on the women's side when Harvard defeated Stanford back in 1998. Other than that, it hasn't happened on the men's side. So we'll see if this is a year maybe Penn can get over the top against Kansas. And no offense to Bill Self. He's a great coach. But if there is a head coach who has been susceptible to upsets during his career, it has been Bill Self. So we'll see if that kind of comes in to play coming up in the next coming few days for Penn and Kansas. He's had some amazingly talented teams with Kansas. And I don't know that this is the year that Penn can get Kansas or 16 can get a 1. But I would be surprised if it happened. But then again, you can't be too surprised because of how college basketball has played out. A lot of the tournaments as of late have been of the chalk variety. When you take a look at the ones and twos and the teams that have won recently, North Carolina and Villanova, they've sent obviously some very good teams through as well. Duke in recent years. There have been just so many talented squads that have been champions as of late. You wonder if fives getting in, but it's been a tough run through for some of the mid-majors, except for Gonzaga, who, of course, was able to make a huge run last season in the NCAA tournament as Mark Few almost got his team to a national championship victory. Well, that will just about do it for our coverage here from Twinberry's Restaurant and Bar on the Coach Henderson Show. Special thanks to the head coach of Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, for all of his wisdom and guidance throughout the course of the 2017-18 season and for his efforts on this show. Special thanks to the entire coaching staff for Princeton, Andrew Borders, and of course, Chris Mongeal, the director of basketball operations, as he's known in the office. Visa. I'm Derek Jones saying so long from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Have a good one, everybody. And Al Brooks, be good. Good night from Princeton, New Jersey. Take care.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.